Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Expressive Espresso. This time, I'm going to do something a little different. So instead of playing a song, I'm just going to introduce the behind-the-scenes person that I have interviewed. And this interview has been so great because, one, you may have heard me talk about it before, the CCNA, and I may not have been very self-explanatory with that, and that's my fault. But I was able to interview Dewan Lightfoot. So I was searching for ways to study for the CCNA. And when I typed that in on YouTube, I found Dewan Lightfoot. And he has several amazing IT certifications. And I had the privilege of interviewing him. With this interview, you're gonna know more about IT. You're gonna know what CCNA stands for. And also just a way not to be afraid of the IT realm. I know I talk about entrepreneurship and side hustles a lot, and I want Expressive Espresso to be fair and balanced. So with that, I know there are career listeners who listen to the podcast and may want to change their field. They may not want to be an entrepreneur, and that's definitely okay. So here is the interview. Hope you guys enjoy. Thanks for listening.
Start off with, what is your background?
Well, thank you for having me. Shout out to everyone that's listening to Sit the Podcast, Expressive Espresso. I'm so glad to be here. But my background is technology. And helping people. That's pretty much what I do. I've been in the field for going on 17 years. I spent 6 years in the military doing technology, information security, and all that good stuff. And then after that, you know, I did like 6 years on the help desk, helping people because I enjoy doing that. And then from there, I went on to get some certifications, the CCNA, CCNP, got back into networking because I did do that in the military also, and enjoyed doing that for a while. Then I decided, you know, to take another position, and now I'm a system administrator working on servers and VMware and all that good stuff.
Awesome. So just for some of the people, subscribers who don't know, what exactly is networking?
Networking is basically what we're doing right now. So, you know, I'm on my phone. It's connected to some satellites, and we're able to communicate. So you log onto your computer, you get on the internet, all that's networking. I make people be able to communicate.
Wow, so you go like firewalls and different things like that?
Yeah, firewalls, switches, routers, you know, the switches is what, if we're talking enterprise network, like your job, your switches is what your computer connects to. And then your switches connect to your router, which connects to basically, let's say, your service provider, which would be, let's say, AT&T, just to say somebody you know. And then from there, that connects you to the internet.
Okay, I'm good. I'm about to put myself on blast. But I had an interview with the help desk about routing and switching. And I had that all wrong. No wonder they didn't hire me. So I think I actually reversed what you just said. And so I was like all confident and stuff, like, yeah, I know what that's about. No. Okay.
I've been there. Trust me. I've been there. I've been on so many interviews. I know what you mean.
I want to dive into, like, you have a security certification, right?
Yeah, security class is one of my certifications.
Okay, what made you decide to get that?
Okay, so the CompTIA Security Plus, CompTIA is a company that provides the certification. I got that because I went through this boot camp back in 2013, and it was about a four-month boot camp where they hook you up with the A-plus training, Security Plus training, Microsoft training, and Cisco training. Through there, I got certifications for each one of those technologies. But it's up to you to take the exam, but you got the training either way, but the exam was actually provided. going through that, I got some of my certifications.
With that particular one, are you able to hack into things? What does that kind of detail?
No, actually, the Security Plus is a basic certification to teach you information security, how to basically safeguard your computer, safeguard your data, safeguard your phone from hackers, let's say. How to utilize Bluetooth safeguards or utilizing a good password. You know, just those common standards, security standards that normal people don't realize, Security Plus will provide you that. So when you get out into the job field, you will have basic security knowledge. Because, you know, when it comes to information security, the number one vulnerability in the network is people. So getting a Security Plus will help you not be that vulnerability, hopefully.
That was going to be my next question. What was, like, the top three vulnerabilities?
People clicking links, you know, because a lot of times you get an email that says, hey, I got $1 million from you from your cousin in Africa. All you need to do is go cash this check. You know, click this link right here or whatever, and boom, you got a virus. And now everybody's vulnerable.
What other certifications do you have besides the Security Plus?
So I got the A+, which is a basic computer certification, which basically tells you how to connect, how to build a computer and how computers work. And then I have a Microsoft certification, which is kind of like the same thing as a Network Plus, basically. It's called the MTA, the Microsoft Technical Associate. And basically it just says I know how to configure a network from logging into a computer, setting an IP address, DNS, all that good stuff. And then I have my CCNA, of course, which is the Cisco Certified Network Associate Certification, which says I know how to configure Cisco networks. I know how to configure a router, switch, set security on those devices, set up logging, monitoring networks, and troubleshooting networks. And then I have my CCNP, which is the Cisco Certified Network Professional, which is a level above the CCNA, and that's for more advanced troubleshooting when it comes to enterprise networks, how to make those networks more secure, how to set up routings, just when you're working with those enterprise networks, how to basically route over the internet.
With the CCNA, would you say that's more analytical or transactional?
Analytical or transactional? Are you talking about the test to get certified?
So I'm talking about after the test. So, like, I guess after the test, when you apply for a position.
Yeah.
Is it more of a transactional thing, like a daily basis? You'll be doing the same thing over and over again? Or is it more analytical where you'll get something and you'll have to figure out, you know, just go more in depth into it?
It all depends on your position, because you could be working in a NOC environment, which is not the network operations environment, and in an environment like that, what you will be doing is basically monitoring different sites, different locations, different devices that for outages or problems in links or problems in communication. An outage happens, you may have to alert someone, you may have to troubleshoot it yourself, and you'll pretty much be doing the same thing every day. But depending on what type of day it is, you may have more outages than others. Now, if you're in like a network engineer position in a smaller company, you'll probably be doing everything from servers to managing networks to projects to design implementation. There's so many things you could be doing in a smaller organization, but the larger organizations, you'll pretty much be doing, depending on what certification you have, especially at the CCNA level, they'll have you pretty much doing one thing. And that could just be working with customers and then escalating tickets to the senior level engineers so they can resolve the issues. And then also the senior level engineers will be sending you work to implement whatever designs that they may create or whatever switches or routers need to be replaced. They'll basically give you the switch, already had the commands done. You just have to enter them, go install the switch, make sure it comes up, and then your job's done for that job or not.
I'm looking at your, I guess I'm lurking again, but I'm looking at your videos, and I'm noticing that you have hashtag lab every day. Can you explain, like, what does that mean?
Okay, so hashtag lab every day. One of the things about getting Cisco certified is it's not one of those certifications to where you can just do memorization, you know, like go through some 1,000 questions, memorize them all, and go in and take the test. It doesn't work like that. You actually have to have practical knowledge to be able to do the job, you know, to be able to be successful in the interview, you know, to know what you're talking about, to be able to explain these technologies, troubleshoot the technology that you're working with. I came up with Lab Every Day to basically just motivate people to actually put in the work to lab every day. You know, whether you're using packet tracer genesis, if you have routers and switches at home, turn them on and put in the work.
Right. I noticed that it's also about to be your 1 year anniversary for your YouTube channel. What made you decide to have a YouTube channel and talk about IT certifications and preferably your experience with it?
Well, I decided to do a YouTube channel because when I was going through my certifications, you know, going through the different platforms that are out there and going through YouTube, I felt like it would be a way for me to give back because I know where I come from, and oftentimes where I come from, it's hard to see somebody other than somebody in the NBA or somebody in the NFL or, you know, that you can say, oh, okay, I could do that too. You know what I mean? Or a rapper or something. So I felt like getting on YouTube and just giving back, telling my experiences may inspire some people to see a different avenue to be successful or whatever they define their success, something else that they could do, you know?
I think that's awesome. So what about your current position now? How long have you been there, and what do you enjoy the most about it?
I've been in my current position for a little over 2 years now. What I enjoy most about it is the people that I work with. I got a great manager who I really respect, and he's more like a mentor than anything. I've been blessed to have great managers throughout my career. I can't say I had a bad job. That could just be the type of mindset that I have in life, but in this current position, I've grown more now than I've probably ever grown in my life. And it could be because, you know, I had a son also, and just he made me grow up, you know, so.
How do you balance the work life, you know, family life, and, I mean, even with your YouTube channel, how do you balance all that?
Man, I got an amazing wife, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I have an amazing wife. I think back from when I was going through my CCNP certification. Mm-hmm. It's one of the hardest things that you'll do after your CCNA, you know, before the CCIE, is you have to put in a lot of work. But I put in so many hours labbing and working, and she was just there because at the time, you know, she stayed home with my son. He was born in 2013. Mm-hmm. And so, once he was born, she stopped working, and she didn't start working until, like, last September or something. And so, you know, I got 3 kids, so she's taking care of the house, the kids, you know, making sure I got what I need. And all I'm really doing is, you know, working, providing, spending time when I can, and studying, because I know once I get this certification, things are going to get a little better, you know, so she helped me do that.
Would you say that was your epiphany moment, like when you had your son to get your cert?
Well, having my son was, I would say after he was born, was when I was like, wow, you know, I'm actually a role model for someone else. You know, before it was like, I got daughters, so, you know, I got 2 daughters. And for them, I'm dad. I put down the law, and I make sure that they're provided for, protected, all that good stuff. But I'm really not the role model per se. You know, like, of course, I want to make sure that I'm setting an example for them. But having a son is just like, I didn't have a father. And so now it's like, okay, I need to make sure that I'm in my son's life. But not only that, I need to pull my pants up. I need to take out my earrings. You know, like, I can't take out these tattoos. So I'm going to have to keep it real on that. But it's like, okay, son, if I'm going to tell you how to live and how to be a man, I'm going to have to be a man first. That was what made me grow up and, I guess, grow into who I am today. Who knows who I'll be tomorrow, but this is who I am today.
With that epiphany moment, do you think that made it important for you to create a legacy for your son and your daughters?
You know, the word legacy, honestly, I can't really think about that. The reason why I say that is because what's going to define me is my work and how I made people feel when they're around me. My wife has this thing, and she put it in the words. I was raised like this, but she put it in the words, is you treat people how you want to be treated. And so for me is whenever someone comes around me, I try to help them and make sure that I'm making them feel a little better than they felt before they were around me. And so my goal is when I'm gone, you know, my son, I pray he continues that, and the groundwork is already laid for him to be the man that he's going to be.
With that definition that you just lightly put of legacy, do you have any side projects that you're currently contributing to that as well as your YouTube channel?
Yeah. So last year I went through like I told you, I was in the military previously, so I went through an entrepreneur boot camp, and from there, you know, they gave me a lot of resources and knowledge to basically start a business. So I formed my business in September, and I got my first contract in November, which was setting up networks and firewalls and all that good stuff. I just completed that contract actually this week.
Hey, and thank you for serving, by the way.
thank you.
So how did you go about getting that contract?
Honestly, it was just God. You know, I just was in the right place at the right time. Someone asked me what I did. I told them what I did. They told me about the issue they had. And they was like, can I fix it? And at first I was like, man, I don't know if I can do that. But then it was like, okay, I came back down. You know, it's like, this is what I say I do, but I need to get in here and do it. And if I fail, then I'll learn from it. But if not, you know, either way, I'm going to pray about it and believe in myself and put in the work.
Without, I guess, telling us too much in detail about your future project, like, what do you have planned for your future as far as maybe with additional certifications, your YouTube channel, and even your side business?
Man, you know, having a YouTube channel is a weird thing, because most of the people that you know don't have a YouTube channel, they admire you for it, and I'm thankful that I have it, but my goal is to really help people, but then also it's like, all right, now I'm looking at these numbers. Okay, what do people want? I had to stop looking at the numbers, and I had to just start listening to people and just answering the questions in my comments. You know, and that's my goal for my YouTube going forward, is just I'm not really worried about growing. If I can just help one person, I'm completing what I set out to do. Because hopefully that one person will go out and help another person. And from there, if I do 200 videos and I help 200 people and they go out and help 200 people, I help 400 people. And if that continues on, you know, it grows like that. But what I'm working on mainly this year is completing my associate's degree. I start classes actually January 15th on Martin Luther King Day. And yeah, I got like 3 classes left. So that's my main focus right now, and before I start on some certifications.
So you can actually make close to 6 figures without having a bachelor's degree, just having the certification?
Yes, of course.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I need to be clear about the 6 figures. Getting to 6 figures is not getting the CCNA and making 6 figures. Getting the CCNA, depending on your job market, will probably get you 40 to 60,000. Depending on your job market. And then getting the CCNT, it probably gets you from 60 to 80,000, maybe 90,000, depending on how many years in the game you got, the different types of jobs you've done, and all that good stuff. But the better your job title and what you've done, the more money you'll make in when it comes to networking. So if you were a senior engineer and you could validate that in the interview, yeah, you'd probably be making 6 figures in no time.
What would you tell a 19-year-old male who was thinking about going into the IT field, didn't know where to start, but he has seen, you know, advertisements saying, oh, you know, going in the IT field, you can make six figures. What would you tell him?
I mean, the first three things I tell him is to put God first, slow down, and save. And then from there, I would find out what are his interests. Because, right, IT is awesome, is great, but it's really not your interest, you will get burnt out. And so we have to evaluate that. But if it's what he or she wants to do, then we'll talk about the different technologies that are out there, and then maybe talk about some basic certifications that they can achieve. If they're in college, okay, well, let's focus on getting that degree, which a college is going to cost you money, but if you can get scholarships, it's worth it. But if not, and you can do the self-study route or go to like a boot camp or something, that will be beneficial in the short term. College pays off in the long term. When it's time for you to be a manager or something like that, that's when college pays off. But in the beginning, getting certifications will be more beneficial to get you in the field.
The next scenario I'm going to give you is a 45-year-old, a 45-year-old woman, divorced. Her kids are grown, pretty much.
Right.
But, again, she has, you know, seen the IT field, and she wants to make a change of a career. She's been an executive in the corporate arena, so she has that experience. She has her degree as well, but she just wants to make a change. What would you recommend for her, and what kind of roadmap would that entail?
For someone like that, getting into a help desk role could be beneficial so they can learn tech. But they're going to take probably a pay cut from what they made previously. But if they're willing to do that, that'll give them some tech experience. But there are certification routes that she can take. It sounds like since she wasn't executive, being like getting her PMP, green belt, something along those lines to be more in line with being a manager or a project manager. And then also that you have what you call ITIL certification, which teaches you the service desk model process when it comes to managing IT infrastructure, I should say. So you have service delivery and everything that goes into an infrastructure. So if she was to go to the ITIL track, then she could come in and validate being a manager, letting them know that she knows how the service delivery process works, and she can maybe implement some better processes and then also manage projects as they come and manage people. That's the basic level. Now, there are other avenues, but ultimately with her getting into the field, she's going to probably take a pay cut to get into that field. But if she doesn't want to take that pay cut, the best way to be is to get a certification like the PMP or, you know, go the ITIL route to learn how the process of service delivery and the service model works.
Okay, cool. I didn't even know about the ITIL route. I'm familiar with the PMP, but I didn't even know about that. Would you recommend somebody taking, let's say if they wanted to self-study, should they take a boot camp at their community college, or should they go online?
You know, that's a great point. A community college course is what, $300 plus books?
Mm-hmm.
So you got $500, you know.
Yeah.
But that's one 8-week, 16-week course that you actually get hands-on, you get to network with an instructor and other people in the class. I feel like that could really be a good opportunity rather than going the self-study route if you are new to IT. Aside from just the learning and the training and the education, what I would do is, I don't know if she's on LinkedIn or if anyone that's listening is on LinkedIn, but LinkedIn is a great networking resource. It's a great place to sell products. It's a great place to promote your brand, your building, your business, and it's professional. So if she's looking to get in IT, she can build up her LinkedIn profile to be the person that she wants to present the world as. So if she wants to be an IT manager, if she wants to be whatever, that's what she should dissect her resume to validate her managerial skills, and then also with the training that she's doing, put that on LinkedIn, make sure her title aligns with that. And then start networking with other managers that are in the field and then other recruiters that are in the field. And then maybe join some local tech groups to just start networking with people, because you never know what those relationships may build. and what opportunities or doors that could open.
Glad that you brought up LinkedIn. Is there a certain pitch that you would recommend that a person like that could say?
It depends on who she's pitching to.
So let's say if she's pitching to a recruiter.
Be open and honest with a recruiter. You really have to build relationships with recruiters, because some recruiters are just headhunters. They're looking for numbers. They're looking for the right people, the qualified people to get jobs and to make that money. But then you actually have recruiters that are people person that you can build relationships with, that will help you with your resume, that will help you find a job, that will match you with the right company that's going to help you and grow you. So I would just go on there and start pitching to people to say, hey, I've been a manager or an executive for X amount of years. I'm interested in IT. I'm doing X, A, B, and C. I was wondering if you had anything available or if you could give me any advice on how I could actually get into the field.
Where can everybody find you on social media so they can contact you if they have any questions?
So my YouTube is Dewan Lightfoot on YouTube, and my Twitter is DLight330, and you can also look me up on LinkedIn at Dewan Lightfoot.
Thank you all for listening again, and make sure you hit up Dewan Lightfoot on his YouTube channel and his social media accounts. And until we meet again, have a great week.